USA Chat with Sat, January 19, 2021.
Hi everyone.
Hi Satjan, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
If you like, we can ask if people like to share something inspirational, and then we can go to the question.
That sounds really good, Farnaz.
Thank you.
Also, I'd like to encourage those of you that are online every week but hardly ever share to try to share, and you never know how it will unfold and it will be beneficial.
Hi, Satjan. This is Zoya. I read
Hi,
that nobody is sharing anything, so I thought that I share this with you. Last week, somebody asked questions about love, and especially love of master, love of the guru. And then, as you were trying to explain it, I just remembered that, you know, a few years ago, I wrote something about, for myself, about the way you love, how you love it. And everything that I wrote was true. The way I felt how your love was. That was unconditional, and, you know, you love without even knowing your love. But at the end, I wasn't happy with what I was writing. It was something I was missing. And then I contemplated that day. Nothing happened. 2 days after that, while I was meditating, it came to me that because of the wisdom of God or truth or whatever you may call it, has been woken up within a master and was revealed to the master, the master becomes love itself. That's why she doesn't want to love. She doesn't make a decision to love. Or she doesn't even know she loves, as you have told us so many times. I just wanted to share that with you and ask you if what came to me was right.
That was very beautiful sharing. Yeah, it makes sense. It really does make sense that there is no sense of belonging. It just is the way it is, and you're absolutely right. It is the more wisdom that pours in, as if they're one and the same with love.
Satjan, I'm sorry, I know I share every week, but just when you came on the line and even the way you said, hi, everyone, it has such a level of care and love behind it that I just felt this from you, and it was so beautiful, and that's all.
Our little flower. By a touch of a finger, she gets all devotional and loving.
Hey, I'm Sat. This is Kumud.
Hi, Kumud.
Thank you so much for everything, every week, every day.
I woke up. In the
every
middle of the night.
Everybody that shares and Thursday chats. I just learned so much, and I just want to say thank you to everybody who takes time and type and record the videos and everything. I just wanted to say, I know you had mentioned oval energy before a couple of times, and I really, really feel that now. And one of the printouts had this, and I thought I'd share with everybody. It says, oval energy, why people shout when they are angry, because their hearts have distance. And to cover the distance, angrier they are, stronger they shout. When we love each other, we talk softly. Our hearts are close. Distance is small, not even necessary to talk. Heart is divinity. When we shout, we don't see divinity in each other. When you love, there is connection, heart to heart connection, which is center of being, which is the inner self. Thank you.
Oh, Kumud, that was so beautiful and so true. Yes, this is divine energy, you know, that Baba gave out Lingam. And Lingam, of course, is the sign of Shiva. But beside that, the Lingam has no beginning and no end. It's an oval. So when the life is in a right rhythm, and two people come together with the same right rhythm, it turns to oval energy, meaning that there is no static in it, there is no noise and disturbances. And that is really the nature of existence.
Just this one paragraph that I came across melted my heart. I had to read it over and over, and I could not help sharing it with everybody else. Thank you.
Thank you. I love to have that writing.
Sure, I will text you. Thank you.
Hi, Sajun. This is Bless.
Hi, Bless.
First of all, as usual, I want to thank you very much for everything, every instance that I spend time with you, and I'm very grateful. Today I suddenly realized that a few years ago, when I was practicing the tools and the methods and the wisdoms, my practices were more active. For example, when I was doing trust meditation, I was actively hanging on trust. Or when I was doing stop meditation, I was actively hanging on trust. Or even when I was asking questions to myself in the contemplation that I was doing. But now, these days, I realize that when I do trust meditation, the trust meditation leads me to silence. The stop leads me more towards silence. Even asking questions leads me more towards the silence. And the form of my practices has changed. So I just want to check that with you to see if I'm not sleeping.
No, you're not sleeping. It just shows maturity, because everything that was said and every exercise that was given was to have many, many avenues for different tricks of the mind to take you to silence. And now it's doing it for you. And soon you don't even have to remember trust or a stop. You, as soon as you see something, whether on emotional level or mental level or physical level, the silence appears. So these are different stages of maturity. due to the practice. When you said you hang on to it, you didn't let it go. That is a big, big point, to hang on and not let it go. And eventually it becomes more and more effortless until you don't have to do anything.
Hi, Satya. This is Radha. Can you hear me?
Yes, Radha, I can hear you.
I woke up in the middle of the night, and I couldn't fall back asleep. And I had some thoughts, and what I thought was so amazing is that instead of even thinking about trying to remedy what the thought was telling me, immediately I started going through all the different tools and practices. I can feel myself. I can stay with Radha. I can watch this. I can trust. I can just think of you. I can do none of these because after I went through my toolbox, it's also, the thought is so worthless anyway. I can just be passive. And that in and of itself to me is so miraculous because there was no fear, no concern, not even not about the thought and not about even what to do about the thought because I had so many remedies and I felt assured. And I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah. It is true. Every wisdom can be used in different moods and different situations. But like I was telling Bliss, and the result of your practice was last night, the alt take you to the nothingness of the problem and allness of yourself. And it is miraculous because so many don't know that within a split second, something that can destroy their life can be nothingness, nothing at all. Okay, Farnazjan, if you would like to go through the questions.
Sure, Satyan. The first question is about the quote from you. You said, unless we have mastered the state of being, the state of becoming is chaotic. It's from December newsletter of 2014. And the question is, I would like to have more understanding on this state of being versus becoming. Thank you, Seth.
The state of being does not have any name, form, or adjective. It just is. And you experience it every time that you abandon yourself in your silence. And you feel yourself, but not as this and that, as just existence. And that existence is very perfect and silent. So, now when we say that I am so-and-so, you become that so-and-so. But when you don't have any soul and soul, you are the allness. So this is what this quote is saying. It really, in a simple words, is saying, know thyself, you will know everything. But you cannot try to know everything in order to know yourself, because you are taking the fraction of different things and trying to put it together to make it whole. And that is just impossible.
Sachin, the second question is about the quote. The question is quoting it from Shirdi Baba. And it says, the life ahead can only be glorious if you learn to live in total harmony with the Lord. And the questioner is asking, I'm wondering what it means to you, Sat, to live in harmony with the Lord.
It means to be harmony with thyself. It means don't go with your mind. What is God? And what is his harmony? If we take God as allness, and we divide this allness to millions and trillions of forms and names, it needs a very, very profound understanding to see beyond all this fraction, the allness. The allness does not get divided, but it appears to be divided. And that's what caused the trouble. So to be in harmony with the divine is to stop dividing ourselves, dividing our ideas, dividing our worlds, and just have our eyes or our eye in the truth, in the allness of that which cannot be divided. In the mystical way, in the mystical approach, you take the name of God as God, G-O-D, and replace it with I. Then you understand the truth. Now, the I is not an individual I. It's not the I of my form and the I of your form. If you contemplate on that, and really look at it a little bit deeper than the words can even point you to, then you understand what I'm trying to say. The I is not individualized, it's just existence itself that we call God, Lord, Allah, Jehovah, Rama, whatever.
Hatun, the next question is about what the wisdom you shared with us on Sunday, and the audio is posted. It's about the purpose of life. The first question about that article is about this part. You said, now for others that have not been introduced to wisdom, pain and suffering gives them a feeling of existence, a sensation of survival. It is a chain of fear and no fear, pain, no pain, anxiety, no anxiety. This is the roller coaster that as a personality we find purpose in. And the questioner asking, this is the question, in life, when it comes to our family and friends, the ones that are going into this category. How, since we all have family members and other loved ones who continue to live this way, what is the best thing to do when we are around them? Just continue to practice within and quietly when we are with them?
Baba says something really beautiful. He says, my life is my message. What is your message? When your life becomes the message of truth, if people around you cannot see it and cannot show curiosity, there is no way of changing that by words. If your life is a beacon of light to your family and still they don't have eyes to see, no, it's not their turn. Or maybe it is not their turn now. But it has to be some curiosity. If they don't ask you, even though they know you have something that they don't have, that means they're not feeling the pain. Or they have so much pride, they feel like they're scooping down. So whatever reason it is, we could just have to be an example of our own truth, and that's pretty much it. And spread love. Words will not do it unless they want to hear it. In fact, it might even bring resistance toward it.
So there is no direct way of helping when there is no request for help.
I don't believe so. And if it is, it's temporary. Each case is different. I cannot say that this is your uniformity true for every case. But if they see it and they hear it through your example and certain subject you bring up, and still they don't show any interest, then that should be a pretty big sign of not, you know, just back off and let your omnipresent meditation help, or the practicing the presence.
Thank you, Sadhu.
Mm-hmm.
The next question is about that that article also, and it says, it's about this part, I read it. But once we realize that silence, consciousness, being purely with its own existence, what happens is, without this roller coaster, we walk through life, we see the temporariness and the unreality of it, and yet there is such an immense quality that comes from us to our surroundings and to ourselves. And the question is this: lately you have mentioned the consciousness being purely with its own existence. We have not heard this before. Is this related to filling ourselves? If it's even possible, what does it mean when you say the consciousness being purely with its own existence? How does quality come into effect when we become aware of that? Is it because that existence is all quality and therefore expresses that?
Consciousness being aware of itself means pure consciousness. That's all it means. And in pure consciousness, there is no defect, there is no what we call impurity. And so the reflection of that in our lives is also follows the purity itself. Now, if there is a need of quality, the quality is there. If there is need of love, love is there. It has to be experienced. So either contemplation would help or just having the moment of realization of what I'm saying.
This is Adrian.
Hi, Adrian.
Hello. When you gave the answer to the question about harmony, living in harmony with God, I just wanted to share that I was really following what you said, and I felt like I went deep, and I got this feeling like I can't believe that we forget who we are. And I thought I can't believe we forget this. And then I forgot. No, and then everything came back down. But I just wanted to know, just listening to you say that was really enlightening.
Mhm. Yeah. Well, now you know that you have that capacity. Yes, you will come out of a very pure, deep realization. But just the fact that you tasted it, it shows so much more expansion to come. You know, there are times, even for those people that are not on any spiritual path, in their childhood something happens and it's almost like a prelude to what is to come. Like they have a glimpse of realization. With me, I had my first one when I was 7, and then nothing happened until much later in life. But each realization brings with it different experiences to expand that realization. So, yeah, even though we come back to Earth, but just the fact that at that moment you say, how could I forget who I am, will help you with your self-meditation.
Achan, we're done with the questions that people send, and we are done with our half an hour. If we have the chance to have a few minutes of meditation with you, or if we have a chance to ask questions about the answers.
Yeah, if anybody else has anything wants to say, please do. We talk about meditation a lot, but I think we are mature enough to translate this action of meditation to a state of ongoing stillness. Meditation in the beginning is a place you go in and it still should be. It's an amazing thing to do. But let us not stop there. Let's take this meditation as our own state of being, as that stable place, unmoved place, and integrate it to the whole activity, inner activity and outer activity of our life as much as we can. in. It doesn't have to be 24/7, but the effort has to be done after we have learned where the home is and we have found the silence, to carry the silence as much as we can through our day, to have our home carry that silence, to have our working place to carry that silence, to have our the nature, our activities to carry that silence. So by moving in different places in daily life, we should carry our holy ground with us. And even with the eyes open, we can have this meditation, meaning that tasting the reality of ourselves. And I'm sure that to different degrees, we're all doing that. I hear it every single day from so many of you. So that's just a reminder for all of us to make everything as beautiful as our own heart, where we sit, where we stand, the way we think, the way we interact with others, can be witnessed. Namaste to all of you. Have a great, great weekend. I mean, weekdays. All week. Until next time we meet.